Dear brother priests, on that most wonderful day of our ordinations, be that day 60 plus years ago, or just last year, each of us received from the Lord Jesus himself the holy pattern of the rest of our lives as his chosen priests. Both the exhortation and the imperative we receive first in being ordained to the holy diaconate was repeated and then completed with another exhortation and imperative as we were ordained to the sacred priesthood. We know these words well, not only because they are unforgettable, but most especially because they define and represent who we are as priests, the disciples of the Good Shepherd, who sees and loves in us what he wants for his church, for his holy people. As newly ordained deacons, we knelt before the bishop who placed the book of the Gospels in our hands and said, "Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you have become. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, practice what you teach." To be chosen to be a consecrated herald of the gospel of Jesus Christ is indeed a privilege. And as such, the Lord himself assigns us the first element of that holy pattern of our lives. The ordained disciple announces to all in his every word, and more importantly, in his every action, not himself, but Jesus Christ, whom he is ordained to serve in his church. The day we were ordained as priests, we declared for all to hear and see that we were present and prepared to receive this sacrament. As we listened to the instruction spoken to us by the bishop, who reminded us that every priest is configured to the person of Jesus Christ and would share in his threefold munera of teaching, sanctifying, and shepherding, we heard again, "See that you believe what you read, that you teach what you believe, and that you practice what you teach." The grace of ordination to the sacred priesthood not only strengthens us as heralds of the gospel, it consecrates and designates us to be the alter Christus, and thus to act in persona Christi. All of this receives its sacramental completion when, as newly ordained priests, we knelt again before the bishop as he placed in our consecrated hands the elements of the sacred sacrifice of the Mass. He said to us, "Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God, understand what you do, imitate what you celebrate, and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. In our own lives as priests, as we serve God's people in our parishes, our schools, our healthcare institutions, and especially in our sacred sacramental rites, there is never a moment when we are not another Christ, and there is never a moment when we do not act in the person of Christ. When we stand at the altar, we understand that the Lord God has not merely given us ideas about himself and about our place in his universe. He has given us himself and invites us into divine friendship. You and I have said yes to his invitation to be his friend and to be his priest. Our yes has a daily consequence for us and for his people. For us, his priests, we must lay down our lives as did Jesus. And that can only happen as we strive always to conform our lives to his cross. For his people, our living yes gives them Christ, who is their Lord, their Savior, and the physician of their souls. Pope St. John Paul II captures the meaning of what is really one exhortation and the one imperative of our lives as priests. In Pastores Dabo Vobis, he said, "In the church and on behalf of the church, priests are a sacramental representation of Jesus Christ, the head and shepherd, authoritatively proclaiming his word, repeating his acts of forgiveness and his offer of salvation, particularly in baptism, penance, and the Eucharist, showing his loving concern to the point of a total gift of self for the flock, which they gather into unity and lead to the Father through Christ and in the Spirit. In a word, priests exist and act in order to proclaim the gospel to the world and to build up the church in the name and person of Christ, the head and shepherd." As we now renew our promises of sacred ordination, may we mean what we say. We do believe what we read. We do teach faithfully what we believe. With God's grace, we live what we teach, because daily we are striving to better conform our lives to the mystery of the cross of Jesus Christ. Praised be Jesus Christ.